So thanks, everybody. My name is Martin Suberg. I am the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. This is our weekly wastewater call, wastewater operators call. As you may have heard when you signed on, this call is recorded. And what our practice has been is at the conclusion of the call, we take the recording and put it up on our website where our questions and answers that we've been developing as a result of these discussions over the past several weeks have been placed. And it's a website that we're trying to keep as up to date as possible with all the developments and if there are new links and things like that. But certainly this recording will go up there later today. On the phone, as you heard, is Kathy Baskin, our Assistant Commissioner for Water Resources, who works in all the water programs, and who is also the person that is making sure that we've been able to use this platform for our weekly call. So thank you very much, Kathy. We also have representatives of our wastewater program from both headquarters and the regional offices on the call, because again, it's important for all of us to be, you know, hearing what each other are talking about and if there are particular issues that we in the agency need to follow up on. We think it's very helpful to have everybody on the call. So with that, we usually are joined, and it's been really great to have them. We've usually been joined each week by US EPA, Denny Dart and her team. And at the beginning of the call, I'd like to make sure that we have a little bit of time in case Denny and her team have anything they'd like to highlight. So Denny, if you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself, that'd be great.
Hi, thank you, Commissioner. Yes, I'm Denny Dart from EPA. I did want to mention that EPA has a COVID-19 website, and it includes a frequently asked questions section with the following question, quote, can I get COVID-19 from wastewater or sewage? And I know that's been a concern. The EPA answer is, quote, there is no evidence to date that COVID-19 virus has been transmitted via sewage systems with or without wastewater treatment. But more importantly, there is a link on this site to the World Health Organization, and they have a new technical brief which addresses this question, including whether there have been any studies showing COVID-19 and wastewater, and then also has a section on wastewater worker safety. So I will provide a link to that, and it can be in the notes. Thank you.
Great, Denny, thank you. That's been a question that, as you know, having been on these calls, we've been dealing with. So this is new federal guidance. And we, as you know, offered up what we were able to offer up here at the state level. We will certainly be taking a look at this at DEP and making sure that your link is also on our link so it's easy for people to get through from multiple sources. So thanks for that update. So the next person that we usually call upon when we do these calls is John Murphy, the chair of the licensing board, for updates on licensing questions. We always there's always stuff going on, and particularly with the COVID emergency, there have been some things that we've needed to pay attention to. So John, if you're on the call and able to unmute yourself, and if there are any updates you'd like to offer, that'd be terrific.
Yes, thanks, Commissioner. First piece of information is 5 of the 7 exam sites in Massachusetts are open. It is Lawrence and Springfield, I believe, are still closed, but we've had people take and pass the exam this week already. So if anyone has been waiting for the exam sites to open up, go to the AMP PSI website and you can start scheduling exams. The board is up to date on all applications. So we had a meeting on Tuesday and we granted 3 emergency certifications that were in the queue. So all emergency certifications have been issued this week. And we continue to see a wide range of online trainings. So if anyone is looking for a specific topic or something along those lines, feel free to reach out by email or phone. and I can point you in directions of some of the courses that have been moved online. I haven't heard of any in-person trainings yet, or any anyone starting any in-person trainings. New Hampshire DES has started small in-person trainings already, but we'll wait on the governor's, you know, once the groups are able to meet, we'll start moving ahead with some plans for in-person training. So that's the update.
Okay, thanks, John, and thanks for being on the call. You know, I know in the past we've gotten some questions, so thank you for being on the call, and thanks for keeping us up to date. You know, I wanted to just highlight a couple of things before we open it up for any questions that might be coming in, either through the chat function on the website, or if people are emailing Kathleen.Baskin@mass.gov, either of those abilities, or if, you know, we're unmuting ourselves and talking. First, we've talked over the past couple of weeks about the cloth masks that the EPA drinking water program was able to secure for Massachusetts, working with FEMA and Homeland Security. As of this morning, about 29,000 of those masks have been distributed to the people in the facilities that filled out a survey on needs a few weeks ago. So the first wave of that mask delivery has been fulfilled, and we've been able to address the requests of today or tomorrow we'll have all the masks from that first wave in people's hands. And I really want to thank once again you know, our partners that we worked with in terms of getting this ready. And as you know, the federal government provided the mask, but you know, it was very much up to us in the state to distribute it. And so that meant that we were working closely with a number of your professional organizations, as well as a number of utilities that became regional places where the masks would be shipped to by the federal government. And then from there, those utility staff would break apart the big packages and turn them into the individual packages for the facilities to pick up or arrange to receive. And we had tremendous partnerships with the MWRA at two different sites, both in Chelsea and in Southborough, the Greater Lawrence Sanitary District, the Upper Blackstone Clean Water, Springfield Water and Sewer Commission, the City of Brockton, Barnstable Department of Public Works, and New Bedford DPW. Thanks to all of them for their amazing work, you know, in getting these masks out. In the meantime, as we were making arrangements to deliver this first batch, other masks started to arrive. Another 30,000 masks, over the past week or so, have been arriving at various places around the state. And so the good news is that we are able to distribute additional cloth masks. And what we've been coordinating with our partners once again, and again, we cannot thank them enough for, you know, helping us, you know, get these masks out. But what we're going to do again is follow an approach very similar to the first round. We're putting out another survey, and it's apparently out and live right now. We are trying to get the word out, and we're encouraging all of you, even if you got masks in the first time, if you have needs for the second round, you know, to fill out a request. The survey, I believe, will be open until June 5th, and we will work with our partners to arrange a second distribution of masks, that second batch of 30,000 that follows up on the first batch of 30,000. So if you're, I really encourage you to fill out the survey, and we will make sure that we are delivering the second round of masks once we know who's requesting them, and we'll try to do that expeditiously as well. So once again, thanks first to the EPA for arranging this delivery, and thanks to our partners who I mentioned and others like Mass Water Works, New England Water Environment Association, NEWEPIC, others. There were a number of organizations that worked on this distribution. Thank you again for putting that together. In terms of other updates, we will be, as I've indicated, continuing to update our Q&A documents based on any feedback we get today or any additional updates. One thing that has come up from time to time, I don't have an update on, but I want to acknowledge that we haven't forgotten about the issue, is the economic impacts. Each time we've been on, we've acknowledged what we're hearing from all of you, both in the drinking water and the wastewater side, that the economic impacts for COVID might be felt for quite a while as a result of decreased use of water and decreased revenues from operations. Again, we are trying to stay plugged into the federal discussion that where we hear that there will be another stimulus package. We're not directly involved. I think we're following the media much like you are, but we're certainly continuing to watch that closely. And when we talk to the command, our liaison at the command center and others, we continue to identify this as a need, and we will continue to make sure that we are keeping you up to date. So with that, I think what I might do is ask Kathy Baskin if any new questions have come in through either the chat or through email since this call has started.
Sure. So first, I wanted to follow up on your information about the cloth mask distribution for the second round. So I did put the survey link up on the chat, and if folks are on the phone and they would like an email with the survey link, they can email me at kathleen.baskin@mass.gov. Surveys are due on June 5th. And even if you've already received masks, you are eligible to receive more. So we have a couple of questions that have come in. One is, it says it's a question for John Murphy. And the question is, what does inactive mean on your license?
Yep. So two kinds of scenarios for an inactive license is you've passed an exam. So in Massachusetts, you can sit for an exam at any point in time. You pass the exam and you have no experience in wastewater operations. You will receive a 1NF inactive license. The other potential scenario is you've worked in the operations field. You've passed an exam, you have an active license, and you either retire or potentially take a job out of wastewater operations and no longer need the license, you're able to switch that license to inactive, which would then allow your license not to lapse and you wouldn't need to retest. One of the things with an inactive license is at renewal time, you do not need to provide the 10 trading contact hours. So I always recommend to people, don't let your licenses lapse, because go inactive, pay the fee every 2 years, and no training contact hours are needed. Let me know if that answers the question.
Great, thank you. Another question that came in is, if your facility has previously hosted, this is from NEWEPIC. If your facility has previously hosted in-person NEWEPIC training and you're willing to host new in-person NEWEPIC training, please let Mike Jennings know at training@neiwpcc.org. So they're looking for volunteers for host sites. And there's another question that came in. Is there any training out there that will address the governor's reopening Massachusetts requirements for provide training for employees regarding the social distancing and hygiene protocols?
Yeah, I think I think that's a very timely question, and I would say, what we'll do, and we'll make sure that our website has all of the links. I would say the best place to really go is the COVID-19 website. As you know, last week the governor put out protocols that had different sections on social distancing, on hygiene. That include things like cleaning, spaces, on training. I would say that I think that is probably the best resource. I know that, it's continuing to, evolve as different phases of the economy open, but any kind of link with details about those issues would be, you would find them there. And, when you're on that website, there are also links to other websites, for example, like when Denny was talking about CDC or World Health or other types of links, those would also be found there. So I would say the best place to go is the COVID-19 website, and DEP's homework will be to make sure that we have the most up-to-date links up on ours for those issues. But we're going to be following that same kind of guidance, and so that would be the place we'd start looking at first.
And I do not see any further questions that have come in either on the chat or through my email.
People have a question or a comment, if they would like to unmute themselves, this might be a good opportunity. And it's *6 to unmute yourself. Okay, doesn't sound like we have any takers today. What we will do is as I've indicated, we have a couple of homework assignments at NASDEP, as we always do, in terms of making sure that the website's up to date. And, including that last question we received, making sure that the COVID-19 guidance is linked to our website. In addition, we will, we'll continue to work on the cloth mask distribution issues. In the meantime, if there are other developments, we will, of course, have an opportunity to speak next week. But even before that, we would use the various ways in which we communicate through either blast emails or other, work with our partner organizations that do such a great job of getting word out to you. So unless anything else has come in, Kathy, I think we might, we'll wrap it up here and just plan to be back on the phone again next week with any developments.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.